The parasha talks about Moses tfilos to stop the Makkah. Four times we find that Paro demands that Moshe daven on his behalf that the Makkah end, by Tzvardeya, by Arov, by Barad, and again by Arba. When it comes to the Lashon of Moshe's tefillah, so with Tzvardeya there's an interesting Lashon, by Yitzhak Moshe El Hashem, Al Dvar Tzvardim Hashem Lefaro. There are many Lashonos, Chazal identified 10 Lashonos for tefillah. One is the Lashon of Tzaka. So in this vein, I wanted to discuss an interesting halacha. The Gemara mentions a couple of places regarding tefillah, that tefillah should be done quietly. To what extent should it be quiet is even a question. Should you hear it yourself? Or even that, quiet enough that you shouldn't even hear it yourself? But certainly it seems to be a kepeda not to daven too loud. There's a Gemara in Brachas and Chav Dalet on the Beis. HaMashpia kol b'tfilosa horeza miktane amona. If you daven very loudly, it shows a lack of amunah. The Gemara goes on and says, this is true only sheyachol l'chavin eslibo b'lachash. When you do it quietly, you can have kavana, but en yachol l'chavin eslibo b'lachash mutter, it's permitted. However, even that, hanimil b'yachid, avu b'tzibur asir l'mitvat tzibura. If you're davening loud, b'tzibur, you're going to distract others. That's the Gemara in Brachas Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Another Gemara in the fifth parak, Daf Lamed Aleph, based on a pasuk by Chana. V'chana hi medaberes aliba. Many halachas are derived from Chana. So one halach is the following: Rak sfaseha na'os v'kol lo yishamea. That her lips were moving, but she couldn't. Her voice wasn't audible. Mikan mispalel shiachdoch b'sfasa. You should enunciate with your lips. V'kol lo yishamea. Mikan sh'asu l'agbia kolo b'tfilaso. Shouldn't raise your voice. There's a Rashi in Yuma Daf Yutes on the Beis that quotes this Gemara to explain another Gemara. There's a drasha, the Gemara quotes on the pasuk in Kriya Shema, v'dibarta bam. One drasha the Gemara quotes is v'lo b'tfila. What does it mean? V'dibarta bam v'lo b'tfila. Rashi learns shatfila b'lachash. Bam, you should be mashmiya, mashatamotim ipicha. When you say Kriya Shema, when you learn Talmud Torah, you're supposed to articulate your words. However, v'lo b'tfila. Rashi explains therefore the Pshat in Gemara Yuma based on the Gemara in Brachas Lamed Aleph. So this is brought in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Aleph. The tour brings a number of things regarding this halacha. Quotes the statement of the Gemara. From Chana we learn out Shelo Yishmir Kol B'Tfiloso, and then the other Gemara that we mentioned Miktani Amana Shemarash Kiigu En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shamea Tfilo B'Lachash. And he quotes another Memra HaMagbiya Kol B'Tfiloso, it's Harezim Nevi'ah HaSheker. It says by the Nevi HaBal they were crying B'Kol Gadol. Yesh Omrim says the tour Had the Amar Shelo Yishmir Kol B'Tfiloso Shetzricha Shetia B'Lachash Ad Shelo Tishama Filo Aznav. There are those who think that it should be not even audible to you. Mavin Raimina Tosefta. However, he says, "Bigamar didan inam emayit el hashmas kolo demashmes shemashmir kolo acherim." Ma'agamar would seem that it's only a mute regarding being audible to others. Avul aznav yochol hashmir b'och isa behed yibirushalmi. Vadas no senes she yosef tov hashmir lo aznav ki az yuchal lechavin yosef. And that's the halacha we hold. Lechatchilah Mishaburu will bring this, that one should l'chatchila hear what they're saying, although b'diavad you yotze even if you don't. So this is what the Torah brings. Then in the Beis Yosef, he brings a Zohar that's mashma like a Tosefta, that it should even be that not even audible to you. But again, as we said, the halacha doesn't seem to be the case. The question is, what are we talking about here? It's not 100% clear. It's brought in Hilchos Tefillah Kuf Aleph. This is the tour in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, Simen Kuf Aleph. Lo yistal belibo levad el machate chadvarim besfasav mashmir lo azna belachas v'lo yashmir kolo. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that you are mashmir lo aznav belachas v'lo yashmir kolo v'meinu yachol l'chavim belachas mutu agbil kolo. Like we saw in the Gemara Brachas Chav Dalet, the Asir Mitzvah Tzibura. then it's another thing that they bring from the Torah. If you're doing it at home for others to hear and learn, that would be okay. So does this go on Suga de Zimra? Does it go on Tachnun, the Urachum? What are we talking about here? We're talking about just Shmoneh Esrei. To make it more interesting, there's a Ramban in Parshas Bo, one of the most famous Rambans in all of Chumash. The other Parshas Bo, it's kedai to learn it and relearn it. The very, very last Ramban of Parshas Bo talks about Yesodos, about Emunah, and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in the middle of the long Ramban, he goes at the very, very end. He says that Kavanas Kol HaMitzvos Shenamin Belokeinu V'Noda Elav Shubra Anu. The point of all the mitzvos is to affirm our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to thank Him for His creating us. V'hi Kavanas HaYitzira. That's the whole purpose of creation. She'en lanu tamache b'yitzira ishona v'en el elyon chefetz b'tachtonim Muvat she'yeda ha'adam v'yoda lelukov she'bra. Fine. The kavanas, romimus hakol b'tfila, the kavanas b'tei kneisiyo, so schus tfila sarabim zehu. The point of raising our voices when we daven and coming together in shul as a community, as a tzibur, she'yil b'nei adam makom yiskabsu v'yodu l'kel shebram v'imtziyam. The yafarsimu zeh, the piersum, the publicity, the yomru, v'yosecha anachnu, v'zu kavanasam v'nesha amru. And he quotes a Yalkut. It says in Yonah, Vayikru Elokim b'chazka, they called out to Hashem with strength, Mikana talamit shetfila tzvicha kol. Tefillah requires sounding off and really exclaiming and loudly and proudly. So how does that square with what we have over here? So I saw a couple of things. I saw in the Levush, on this Siman Kuf Aleph, in the bottom of the Levush, you have the Eliyahu Rabbah. Eliyahu Rabbah brings this halacha that we saw in Shulchan Aruch, and he asks, we know in our communities, we say piyutim, b'tzibor, v'kayotz v'anish, and magbim kolam, v'tzoakim b'kol ram, everybody screams. Avram, you know, and you go to your family, don't have Mizrach, you know, from the beginning of davening, except Shmoneh Esrei, everything is b'kolt. So, what? Not screaming, but chanting. Certainly, certainly, okay. B'tzoakim b'kol ram. But he says, "Ad she'hanachrim mal'igim al zeh." The non-Jews would laugh at us. "V'nitzta'arti miyomai l'das mi'ayin b'zeh haminhag." Where did this come from? "Ki minhagam she'yisrael torahi." "Ad she'hiris Hashem es einay v'ra'isi d'ramban so parshas bo." "She'kasa b'zeh alash," and he quotes the Ramban that we just read, "V'kavanas romas akol b'tfila, nikara talam she'tfila tficha kol." So he doesn't quite elaborate. What is he trying to say? Apparently what we do in Piyutim, and you might say Echveis Hallel, and when we come together and we daven, it's not Shmoneh Esrei. So that is to the contrary. That's part of the Kiddush Hashem and the Pirsumei Nisa and all what the Ramban is talking about. That's appropriate. What is the Gemara discussing? Apparently the Tefillah B'Lachash, the Kol Tefillah B'Lachash, not the Shmoneh Esrei. It's interesting though. So is it just limited to Shmoneh Esrei? When you look in the Mishnah Berurah, again based on the Magen Avraham and so on, he brings that the Arizal would also do Psukei de Zimra, not the way Adot HaMizrach do. Psukei de Zimra was done B'Lachash as well. That's what he brings here in Mishnah Berurah, here Kuf Aleph. You can look all these Makoros up afterwards. Vafil Psukei de Zimra, Tov Shelo Lahorim Kol, Shekakash Baruch Hu Shemea B'Lachash, Lo Ka'osim HaMagbim Kolam Yosem Yidai. However, he says, "B'Shabbos Shenogim She'echad Omer Psukei de Zimra B'Kol Ram Shapir Dami." So again, it sounds like Psukei de Zimra as well. It's interesting. V'Hu Rachum is born in Kuf Lamed Dalet. So Machokis and Machaber and the Ramah. How should V'Hu Rachum be recited Monday and Thursday? The Machaber writes, "V'Omnoso B'Kol Ram," and the Ramah says, "Av'Omnoso B'Lachash." And Mishnah Berurah says, why B'lachash? Kimo b'tfilas Shmoneh Esrei, Shem lo se'b'lachash. In other words, apparently it is a din of Shmoneh Esrei b'ikr, but maybe V'hu Rachum has a din like a Shmoneh Esrei. V'tam de l'rishona, what does the first opinion hold? K'dei l'or ha'kavana. So you have to balance different values. On the one hand, the inyan not to show, not to convey that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hear us when we daven low. On the other hand, there is an inyan to ma'or the kavana, like we saw ourselves over here. There's nobody else around. So then, if you're not disturbing anybody, if one feels that the kavana is greater when you speak, when you daven louder, then you should daven louder. You could daven louder. So that's the reason for the first opinion. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, Nahara Naharo Pashte, which means each minhag has its basis, every river runs its own way, in other words, different minhagim, b'inyan zeh, and so you have here two shitas, b'garim v'hu rachu. There's a piece in the Mabit. Mabit wrote a sefer Beis Elokim. The Mabit was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef in Svat, the same period. So in the section of Shara Tfila, in Perek Vav, he discusses this whole inyan of davening quietly, and he discusses the importance of why a person should daven not very loud. Then he asked the kasha from the fact that we find the Lashon Sa'aka so often in Tanakh regarding Tfila. The yiksha lazeh mimasha matzanu b'kama mekomos inyan tefila b'lashon sa'aka shehu aramas kol. And he brings, for example, v'yitzak Moshe l'Hashem advar tzvardim. And he brings other psukim, v'yitzak Moshe l'Hashem limor kelna refanala in Parshas Baloscha, when he davens from Miriam. Ubi Yisrael, v'yamsuf, v'yitzak ubnei yisrael Hashem. And also, v'nitzak l'Hashem v'yishma koleinu, and so on, in Sefer Shoftim, Sefer Shmuel, v'yitzak, v'yitzaku. V'chein b'kama mekomos betilim, z'akti lach Hashem. So what's the answer? How come there the tefillah is bitza'aka? And I don't know if that necessarily the Ramban Svar would be the answer, because it's not like we're davening here to Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's more like we're davening for a bakasha. So I don't know if the answer would be what maybe the Rabbi is saying by Piyutim. So he answers something else. V'nucha loma b'tirut zeh, ki ha-tefillos ha-sedirus b'chol yom shelo b'eis tzara, the tefillah kavua, you can have a kavana, the same words, have kavana belachash. Say quietly. Avo hat tefilos from ispala be'est tzara, v'atzar, e'efshesh ispala samada benachas, mitzat tzairo. You're emotionally involved. You feel very distressed. And that's why you're screaming. Bekoram lahoros, shehu makir magish atzar shubo, ve'en mishiyat tzileo, kim hu yizbach l'shboruch, you're the only one. So you get all excited and the emotion takes you over. He never agreed before now that he's going to send out. For the first time, he had opened the door saying, I'll let them go. So Moshe thought maybe this is what it's going to take. And so too, when Miriam was Mitzoras, so lo hayachalis apek lispal benachas kiyim b'tzaka kelnar afanala v'chein chod tzakos shetzaka b'yisrael Hashem hayi b'yisrael. They couldn't have the proper kavan unless they raised their voices. And so too with Ezra v'chein tzaka b'tzal gadol v'chein kol tzaka u'tzaka shebetehilim hu b'eis tzara ke'ein leiv ha'adam ponu l'chavim b'tfila and lo b'koram b'mriyos nafsho v'harehu. So it becomes part of the heter in the Gemara that if you can't be machavim properly belachash, then you should daven the kol. So he says that's the halacha here by Eis Tzara. Hareu kemisha en yachol chavim belachash mispal b'kol ram b'inol b'natzmo, and that's basically his approach. This distinction I found in the Shari Tshuva on Simen Kuf Aleph, but I think he doesn't want to accept it. He suggests this chiluk. But he says, after all, Chana was also in a situation that she was very distraught. And yet Chana is the makar that you should not raise your voice. So how can you say that if a person is crying out the Eistzara, they should cry loudly? You see from Chana not that way. That's what he writes here. That you see even at Tfila Pratis, not for Shmon Esrei, which is just for Tzara, it should still be not appropriate. So again, you have all these different ideas, and you have to know at the end of the day what to say. This is the basic issue. With regard to Moshe Rabbeinu davening by Tzvardeya, there's an interesting idea that the Sforno mentions. Why does it say by Yitzhak? Sforno says because the tefillah for Tzvardeya to get removed was different than every other case of a makkah being removed, because here it was removed only partially. Not by Yorti Sha'arna. So you're not asking for all or nothing. You're asking, do it on these terms. This much, but not this much. Says the Sfarnu, the Pagam in Shemaya lo yahiv, brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin. If from heaven they're giving you, they're not going to give you half. They give you, it's all or nothing. And Moshe is doing it with the sort of like a caveat, like the Yerushalayim that required an extra level of crying out. That's what the Sfarnu says. There probably are other ideas. I think the Sifrei Chachamim says something interesting. I'll end with this. The Rambam says that the pasuk is Advar HaTfardim. I think the Midrashim say Advar HaTfardim means that they were making a lot of noise. They were croaking. So because it was so loud, and Moshe couldn't otherwise hear what he was saying, so therefore it required Vayitzak Moshe Hashem. In other words, the extent that you can't even hear yourself, and if you hold that you have to hear yourself, so then he had no choice but to Vayitzak. Okay. All right. I know it's a good afternoon.